Time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
To Wapakoneta High School. We are here at Wapak, and the Lady Indians will take on the Lady Redskins from Wapakoneta, and it's going to be a pretty good one. The JV Lady Indians will be playing first, of course. That's about 4 minutes away from announcing the starters and so forth. They lost their first game. Did okay. Played well. Just didn't shoot very well. Almost our entire team was freshmen. So their first time more or less on the big stage in the big gym. I would say a little bit of nerves. Their shots all seem to be online, but a little bit long or a little bit short. Just got to get the touchdown. And what I saw was there was a lot of skill and a lot of knowledge. Played well, hustled, but just the shots just wouldn't go. And Crestview kind of had the same problem, although they'd already played a game. But it just wasn't what I'm thinking is going to happen the rest of the season. I think we have an outstanding JV team, and they just couldn't make the shots on Thursday night. So we'll see how it goes tonight, or this afternoon, I guess it is. We'll be back in just a minute, and we'll be getting ready for the opening tip-off.
Ford's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Ford's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Ford's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Ford's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Everything is going just great, then.
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back at Wapakoneta High School, getting ready for the JV game. And a couple of things we have coming up here tonight, not on most of the schedules. The boys will be hosting Delphus Jefferson. That was originally scheduled for 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. JV game will start at 6, and that will be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, I believe, with Coach Brian Patch. And that Delphus Jefferson game, we had originally had that scheduled later, but neither team will, if we don't play that game, neither team will have played any games before they start their league schedule. Both teams had St. Mary's scheduled before the start of their leagues, and St. Mary's, of course, went deep into the football playoffs, and they are not playing basketball yet. So it was a really good thing that both teams had the date open and were able to get a game in before their league starts. So they're doing the announcing of the starters here, Lou Ross and Dick Anderson, I believe they said, are the officials. And so, again, the Lady JV Indians will be, Grace Guggenbiller and Aubrey Knapke, Whitley Rammel,
number 20,
Macy Day. And Marissa Garkey. So very similar to who started the other day. Macy didn't start. She'll be playing some JV, some varsity. She's on the varsity roster, but and she's a junior. She'll play some here. I think they're having her start here to give them a little leadership because everybody, I believe, except Elena Evers and Hope Wendell played a little bit. Those are both sophomores. Everybody that played on Thursday were freshmen, and I think they want to have Macy out there to kind of help get things get a little more experience out there is probably the best way to put it. So getting ready to start the contest, and it'll be Whitley Rammel jumping in the center, and can't see the number on there on the Wapakoneta player, so I can't tell you who that is jumping. I believe it's 25, which would be Casey Minig, a sophomore. And the Indians come up with it. Macy Day has it. Gets it over to Aubrey Kanapke on the right wing, to Garkey at the top of the key, to Guggenbiller on the left wing. She loses the handle and grabbed by number 11, Tiana Thompson of Wapakoneta, but she couldn't control it and kicked it out of bounds. And so Grace Guggenbiller will send the ball in to into Aubrey Kanapke. And it's stolen by McCain Ambos. She takes it down court, up, no good. Rebound to the Redskins. And shot up by Tiana Thompson off the back of the rim, hits the support, and it'll be out of bounds Indians. 6:28, half a minute gone here in the contest, and no score. So it's the Indians with a shot by Guggenbiller. It's no good. Redskins with the rebound. And I don't know if it's a travel or stepped out of bounds. It's a combination of both, I believe. So the Indians will bring the ball up court. Garkey into Macy Day. She dribbles across center court. Top of the key, dribbles to the left wing, dribbles inside, goes up, blocked by number 35, Kelsey Fullenkamp, and off to Tiana Thompson, to Katie Lisi on the right wing, down to McCain Ambos on the left, and the Indians steal the ball as they try to get this. Wapakoneta tries to get it inside. Down court, quickly to Guggenbiller, inside to Whitley Rammel. Turn around, up and good. Indians lead 2-0. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. And the Indians take an early 2-0 lead. Wapakoneta with the ball. McCain Ambos out on the right wing. Down in the corner to Katie Lisi. Over to the left wing for Tiana Thompson. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Marissa Garkey. Over down court and down to Aubrey Kanapke on the left wing. Over to Guggenbiller. Back to Macy Day on the left wing. Dead shot, just like she did last year. Macy Day with a three-pointer. 5-0 Indians, 4:40 left here in the first quarter. And Wapakoneta has it, and it's Tiana Thompson, dribbles to the left wing, and it's Ambos at the top of the key, back to Thompson, tries to get it inside to Kelsey Fullenkamp, a 6-foot sophomore, and tipped away, and Wapakoneta will take it out under their basket. So it'll be Nakeen Ambos triggering it in. And she gets it in to Thompson, and she gets it to Tiana Thompson on the right wing. Over to Ambos on the left wing. She goes into Fullenkamp on, near the foul line. Over to Thompson. Shot up from a little past the foul line. Up, no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. And gets it to Macy Day, tries to get it up court to Guggenbiller and a little bit past her. So it'll be Wapakoneta, Redskin ball. They bring it up and to Thompson on the right wing again. To Ambos into Fullenkamp at the foul line. She tries to make a move, can't. Back to Ambos. She drives in. No good. And Macy Day almost had it. Wapakoneta tried to grab it, and they knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Garkey getting it into Macy Day. Macy will bring it up court. She's heavily guarded by Katie Lisi and gets the ball up court into Aubrey Knapke on the left wing. Goes in, and they'll call a foul on number five, Nikane Ambos, for the Wapakoneta Redskins. That'll be the first foul on either one, not in the act of shooting, so the Indians will take it out of bounds. Macy Day triggers it in. It's kicked by Katie Lisi back out of bounds. 3.5 minutes to go here. Indians lead 5-0. And same thing. Kicked again, trying to get that bounce pass into, looks like, Whitley Rammel. And so now we're going to have Aubrey Knapke take the ball out. She gets it into Garkey, to Macy Day out at the top of the key, to Garkey in the left corner, inside to Guggenbiller. Can't hang on. It was going to be a pretty good move, but it would just let her just a little too much. So Wapakoneta will bring it up quickly. It'll be Tiana Thompson back to Ambos. To Lisi in the left wing. She gets it to Fullenkamp at the top of the key. To Thompson. Three-pointer up, in and out. And Herod with the rebound. Up, no good. And looks like Lisi with the rebound tries to go up. I believe she traveled. And so it'll be Indians ball. We have, for the Indians, we have, I believe, Elena Evers and, there's who the other one was. Lost where she went. That's Faith Gruby that's in now. And she'll be triggering the ball in to Emma Collegue or Macy Day. And there's Macy. So we have three subs in for the Indians. Just 3 minutes to go here. Macy brings the ball up court. And gets it over to Elena Evers. Quickly up. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Rebound Fullenkamp for Wapakoneta. And they get it quickly up court to Lisi. Lisi to Fullenkamp on the left wing. To Lisi at the on the right wing. And she puts up a shot. A long rebound goes out of bounds. And it will be Indians ball, and Emma Collegue will trigger it in. Full court press now for Wapakoneta into Evers, back to Fullenkamp. She'll dribble it up, and it's stolen by Lisi. Lisi quickly ahead to Abby Metzger, and she's fouled, I believe. Yep, well, no, they didn't motion for a foul. I guess it was just knocked out of bounds by the Indians. So Wapakoneta will be triggering it in. And it'll go to Herod. She's a 5'10 freshman. So she gets it over to Fullenkamp. Over to Lisi. She drives in for a shot. No good. Indians foul. Be Elena Evers with the foul. Team's second foul, her first foul. First shot up, no good. Score remains 5-0 Indians with 2:02 left here in the first quarter.
For Wapakoneta, number 11, Tiana Thompson.
So Lisi goes back to the line. Second one up and in, 5-1, and the Redskins are on the scoreboard. Macy Day gets the ball. she's got a little pressure from Lisi. She will get it across the center line with a couple of seconds to spare. Guggenbiller to Gruby, to colleague on the left wing, to Guggenbiller at the top of the key, back to Gruby on the right wing. She'll get it to Macy Day, knocked away by Lisi, taken back by Macy Day. And that's why Macy Day is in there. She is so good at just controlling things. She dribbles up, takes a quick shot from the foul line, and the Indians lead 7-1. And Wapakoneta will take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back. Minute 20 left here in the first quarter. Indians lead 7-1. Macy Day, a little tough to see the scoreboard here, but I believe she has five of the Indians' seven. A three and a two. And Wapakoneta will take it out after the Macy Day two-pointer. And Ambos gets it up to Metzger. And she gets it over to Thompson. Thompson dribbles across the top of the key. And they get it inside to Kelsey Fullenkamp. Shot outside from Allie Wilson. That's no good. Rebound. And Abby Metzger, number three, with a foul on the rebound. So the Indians take it out and get it in with a little bit of pressure from the Redskins. And colleague brings it up, tries to get it to Gruby in the corner and throws it over her head out of bounds. 51 seconds left here, and Wapakoneta will take it out. Wilson will get it in to Ambos. Ambos over to Thompson. Back to Ambos, to Allie Wilson, and back to Thompson, over to Allie Wilson in the right corner. Indians tip it away, grabbed by a colleague. She'll bring it up, and she, we looked like she was out of, a little out of control, so Coach Patch called a timeout before there was a turnover. Turned out she probably got fouled, but it was, the ball was coming out of her control. So quick reminder here, tonight, Boys host Delphus Jefferson. That was originally scheduled for later, but they want to get that in so they have games under their belt before the league schedule starts. And then next Thursday, girls host Versailles will simulcast WPGW. Friday, the boys are at Versailles, and they'll do a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for that one. Next Saturday, the girls host Ottawa Glandorf, JV game at noon. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and the boys will be at Jay County Saturday night, next Saturday night, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So a lot of action going on. Macy Day kind of holding the ball out near center court with 20 seconds left. She'll dribble around a little bit, keeping it under control, turning the clock down about 10 seconds now. She's dribbling very much under control, brings it out. 5 seconds, gets it to Guggenbiller, gets it to Gruby in the left corner. Up, no good. Just, again, like last Thursday, shot online, but just a little long. We'll be back in just a minute. Indians lead 7-1 after the first quarter.
Years now. now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Wapakoneta High School. Wapak gets the ball to start the second quarter, and Allie Wilson gets it into Taylor Jenkins, now in the ball game for the Redskins, to Ambos over in the left wing to Taylor Jenkins, having trouble with the names here. Got new one in and not doing well with it. So Tiana Thompson has it to Jenkins in the left corner. She's dribbling, drives in toward the basket, tries to get it a bounce pass across the lane to Herod, and she is not able to get a handle on it. Goes out of bounds, and Guggenbiller gets it into Aubrey Knapke, and she gets it in the lane up to Guggenbiller. Puts the ball on the floor and tied up by, I believe that was Thompson. And on the alternate possession, it'll be the Indians getting the ball. So Aubrey Knapke gets it into Guggenbiller quickly. Shot up, fouled. So with 6:13 to go here in the second quarter, it'll be Grace Guggenbiller going to the line. First one up, a little bit long. And we have Grace Guggenbiller back at the line. She'll put it up again. That's off the rim and no good. And Thompson brings the ball up court for the Redskins over to Ambos to Wilson, dribbles down into the right corner, stolen by Grace Guggenbiller. She'll head toward the other end, pulls up, tries to get it back to Aubrey Knapke, and it is knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Could have been a foul, could have been, wasn't a blatant foul or anything, so they just forwarded the ball to the Indians. Not necessary to call a foul in that case, even though they did kind of bump into each other, but it wasn't anything to really call a foul about, even though probably technically was a foul. So Knapke dribbling, and Ambos tips it out of her hand. And so now we'll have Grace Guggenbiller into Garkey to Knapke. Tries to get it to Emma Colleague in the left corner, and just a little bit out of her reach. So it'll be Taylor Jenkins getting it in to Lisi. Back to Jenkins. Tries to go inside to Fullenkamp. Gets it back out to Lisi. And up and in by Nakane Ambos. So it's 7-3 now. 5:20 left here in the second quarter. Knapke being guarded by Ambos out past the volleyball line. Tried to get it in the corner. Finally picked up by Marissa Garkey. And tries to go inside. Stolen by Wapakoneta, and foul. I believe there was a foul, maybe just knocked out by the Indians. They didn't come over and give a number, so it probably just knocked out by the Indians, and Wapakoneta brings it up. So Fullenkamp has it in the left corner, gets it back out to Jenkins at the on the left wing to the top of the key to Lisi. Lisi back to Fullenkamp. And then over to Ambos with a shot up, no good. Darkey's bringing it down for the Indians to Colleague in the left corner. Up and good. Indians lead 9-3 now. 4.5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Fullenkamp has it on the left wing into Ambos. She goes in for a shot. Layup, no good, but she was fouled.
Foul on
Grace Guggenbiller. And that is her second foul. They announced it as first, but maybe not. Maybe, yeah. They don't have her up on the board. So anyway, the Indians have four team fouls, and the Redskins have three.
Number 30, Taylor Reese.
So the first one was missed. Second shot up by Ambos after numerous substitutions. That one is in and out. Elena Evers with the rebound. Gives it quickly to Aubrey Konepke. She'll dribble it up court. Left-hand dribble. Right-hand dribble, back to the left, back to the right, and she goes right. And she went to pass it to someone in the corner who had moved and dragged her foot when she stopped, so it's a travel. So it'll go back to the Redskins. Alyssa Good will trigger it into Taylor Jenkins. She'll bring it across center court, guarded by Gruby. Over to Ambos in the left corner. Puts a shot up, rebounded by the Indians, and Gruby has it. Center court, she'll get it to Colleague. Colleague dribbles down to the right corner, back out to the right wing. Knocked out of bounds by Wapakoneta. The Indians will bring it in. It'll be Elena Evers bringing the ball in, and she will get it, tries to get it inside. Way too many Redskins. And ball is knocked away, but while they were trying to get it, they stepped on the line. And so Elena Evers will throw the ball in again. And it's to Emma Colleague this time. And over to Gruby on the left wing. She dribbles over to the right wing. She gets it back to Colleague at the top of the key, pretty deep. Elena Evers at the foul line. She gets over to Garkey, back into Whitley Rammel inside. Makes a nice move to the right side, and it's 11-4 Indians. 3:20 left here in the second quarter. Jenkins brings it up over to Ambos. Shot, no good. Rebound by Fullenkamp. Up and fouled by Whitley Rammel. It's her second. Her second foul. Indians fifth. And Fullenkamp will have two shots. Indians lead 11-4. Now 11-5. Numerous subs again. We'll try to keep up with them here get in play. Fullenkamp with one more shot. Right now it's 11-5. Next one up. Short. Rebound Elena Evers. She'll get it to Aubrey Konepke, and she'll bring it up with no pressure. They Wapakoneta put pressure on us for a few minutes. I think all it did was get them some fouls, so they pulled away from that. Gruby with an attempted shot blocked. And Lisi over to Jenkins, up and in. 11-7 now, lead down to 4. And Aubrey Konepke brings it up again. 2:30 left here in the second quarter. Gruby to Guggenbiller on the right wing. Dribbles over to the foul line, flips it to Garkey, who dribbles in, gets it inside to Elena Evers, up, no good. Garkey with the rebound, up, and fouled, probably by number 3, Abby Metzger. Nope.
Foul
is on 42, Alyssa Herod. So that will put Marissa Garkey at the foul line for the Indians. 2:20 left here in the second quarter. First shot up. Off the rim, no good. She'll get one more. Again, 11-7 is our score. 2:20 left here in the second quarter. One more foul shot for Marissa. A few dribbles. Up. Off the backboard and in. So it's 12-7. Indians with a five-point lead now. Thompson gets it into Jenkins. She'll get it over quickly to Katie Lisi. Up. Three-point shot, no good. Long rebound comes off to Guggenbiller. She'll get it ahead to Colleague. Colleague will go toward the basket, partially blocked. And Metzger with the rebound. Quickly down to Lisi and back out to Jenkins at the top of the key. A three-pointer, and it's now 12-10. So the last couple of minutes, Wapakoneta has scored 5 points. So Indians have it. It's Guggenbiller at the top of the key. She'll get it over to Kanapke in the right corner. To Colleague at the three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound to Fullenkamp. She'll get it to Thompson. Thompson over to Jenkins. She's been hot. That's another three, and the Redskins lead 13-12. She's had two threes here in the last couple of minutes, or last couple of possessions. Indians bring it down and throw it over their head, and so Wapakoneta gets the ball back. Minute 10, and Indians went from a five-point lead to a one-point deficit with just a couple of shots from Taylor Jenkins. They come down, get the ball down to their player, and she tries to throw a pass and decides to stop but dragged her foot. So Indians have it. Guggenbiller into Kanapke. 1 minute left here in the second quarter. Kanapke to Guggenbiller on the deep left wing. She's looking, trying to get it inside. Gets it inside to Elena Evers. She turns around, puts it up, no good. And rebound Tierra Thompson, and she travels as she starts her dribbling up the court. So it'll be Indians ball under our own basket, and it'll be Aubrey Kanapke. And she gets it into Elena Evers, goes through her hands, taken by Metzger. She will bring it up for Wapakoneta. 40 seconds left here. Gets it to Thompson, back to Metzger on the left wing, dribbles across the key, goes over to Jenkins, puts up a floater, no good. Rebound Indians. Garkey will bring the ball up. 19 seconds. Indians down a point now. And it'll be Guggenbiller with a shot, no good. 8 seconds. Wapakoneta coming down. And Lisi with another basket. And time runs out. We've played two quarters. It is now Wapakoneta 15. Fort Recovery 12. We'll be back right after this.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort, you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta High School, where the Indians are now down 15-12. After the first quarter, they led 7-1, and even late, two and a half minutes to go in the second quarter, they were up 11-7, I believe maybe even 12-7, and then Wapakoneta, with a couple of threes and a two, have taken the lead now, 15-12. Everybody's hustling pretty well. We have some errant passes we need to clean up. I don't see a whole lot that's you know, worrisome as far as we'll never get this figured out, because it's just a matter of getting the shots to go and a little more experience. As I mentioned earlier, lots and lots of these players are, for the Indians, are freshmen. And we had Macy Day out there to lead the Indians in the first quarter, and now they've taken her out to save her some quarters for the varsity contest, because they may need her in that. But she made a lot of difference. Aubrey Kanapke's doing very well out there, along with a couple of other girls as far as handling the ball. But they're not doing as well as Macy Day did, with being a junior with 2 years experience instead of a freshman with one game experience. So as I said, I don't see any cause for alarm. These girls are playing hard, playing well. Just a matter of getting a few games under their belt, and they'll be doing much, much better. Right now, it's 15-12. Just had to work a little bit on their defense. They left Taylor Jenkins open. Jenkins didn't play the first quarter. She played the second quarter. She is a sophomore guard, and she's also listed on the varsity roster. So I have a feeling she's a Macy Day type of player, where she plays a quarter or two in the JV and then will play in the varsity, save some quarters, and especially very early in the season, a little better player than some of the other ones on the team. So we'll take another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll go on, get ready for the second half. Back in just a minute.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
For 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. Tin Cupboard's one of our new sponsors for this year. And as he was saying there, they now have the lattes. They have the machine to do everything. Whatever it is that you've been going long distances to try to get, stop by there. Check them out. Go see Joanna and the gang at Tin Cupboard and check out the new, well, it's not new, they've been around for about a year, but the cappuccino and the lattes, all of that, the frappuccinos, they're the talk of the town, but still some people don't know about them, so stop on by. Again, Indians were up 7-1 after the first quarter. They were up 12-7 with a couple of minutes to go in the second quarter, and then Jenkins made a three from the right wing. The next possession, she made another three, and then it might have been her, might have been Ambos that made a two right at the near the end of the first quarter, about 30 seconds to go. And so now Wapakoneta leads 15-12 over our Indians here in Wapakoneta. And the girls' game will be coming up after this. Most of the schools now, including Wapakoneta, have gone to 15 minutes between games. So if you're listening to this and you're going to run off somewhere, just remember that for most of the rest of the season, there will be 15 minutes between games instead of 20 like there had been. So just a reminder to you, and we'll start the pregame show for the varsity very shortly after the end of the JV game. So if you usually do stuff in between the games, just remember you have 5 minutes less than you used to now with almost every game that we'll be playing the rest of the year. So, and probably just like the change they made with the Friday night games starting at 6 instead of 6:30, they started that a year or two ago, threw a lot of people off because for decades it's been a 6:30 start on Friday and 6 o'clock on Saturday, and it's now 6 o'clock for both Friday and Saturday, and it makes it tough on people getting used to that. And sometimes on Friday if you're working, it's a little tough to get there, but that was a league vote, and in almost every league is going to it now that they've started doing that. So we'll get ready for the second half starting here in just a little bit, but just 30 seconds or so. Again, the Lady Indians here in the JV, their shots have been online, but they're just a little long or a little bit short. That'll take care of itself in time. The passing has been a little bit sloppy, but again, we have a lot of freshmen playing, and they have not played at this level except for one game so far, and it looks like the Taylor Jenkins for Wapakoneta, sophomore with a lot of experience, came in and led them in the second half from down 7-1 to leading 15-12. So they outscored the Indians 14-5 in the second quarter, mostly led by Taylor Jenkins, and she didn't play in the first quarter, and it doesn't look like she's playing here, probably being saved for the varsity. I don't think she's even on the bench right now. So Macy Day will come back in for the Indians, and she did kind of the same thing in the first quarter, where she was very good at taking care of the ball. Everything went very smoothly, and when she wasn't out and the freshmen were in charge, it was a little bit more chaotic, but that will all take care of itself in time. There's a lot of skill out there. It just was off a little bit. So Wapakoneta gets the ball first, shot up and no good. Indians with the rebound. Macy Day will bring the ball up, guarded by Ambos. Over to Kanapke on the right side, to Garkey on the right wing, to Guggenbiller inside, up and in, and fouled in the act of shooting. So that'll be a foul on number 10, Allie Wilson. That is her first, team's first of the half, of course. 6:21, only 39 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Guggenbiller with the and one, up and in, and we're tied at 15. So Indians quickly tie it back up, and be Herod getting the ball in to Ambos. She gets it down to Lisi in the right corner. She's trying to go inside, trying to get it inside. Looks, gets it into Fullenkamp, who loses the handle. Grabbed by Macy Day, who's always hustling out there. Right-hand dribble, left-hand dribble, breaks a little bit of the press. Gets it over to Garkey, down to Guggenbiller in the left corner. She's looking to get it inside, dribbles to the right wing, over across court to Macy Day. And they'll call a foul on Nikane Ambos. That'll be her second foul, and it'll be an out-of-bounds play. No shot was taken. Macy gets it into Garkey. Garkey at the top of the, or excuse me, at the foul line, puts it up off the rim, out of bounds. So Wapakoneta will take it out, and it'll be Herod into Ambos. Nikane Ambos brings it up down in the corner to Lisi, back out to the top with Thompson on the right wing. She dribbles in, dribbles back out into the right corner, back out to the wing, back out to the top of the key, gets it over to Lisi. Lisi back to Thompson. Thompson back to Lisi in the left corner, tries to go inside. And they'll call a push on Grace Guggenbiller. That'll be her third foul. And Elena Evers will come in for the Indians, replacing Guggenbiller with her third foul. Gonna keep her out for just a little bit to save her a little. Elena Evers in there now for Wapakoneta. Gets it into Fullenkamp. Over to Lisi. Tries to go back to Fullenkamp. Pushed back out to Thompson. Thompson on the right wing. To Lisi. Over in the corner to Ambos. To Fullenkamp. Down deep, but she can't do anything. Back out to Lisi. Back out to Thompson. Back to Ambos in the left corner, knocked away by the Indians, and Macy Day has it with Ambos guarding her very tightly on the way up, and she reaches in and fouls Macy Day. That'll be her third foul. So Ambos will come out. Metzger will come in. And Garkey will trigger it into Aubrey Kanapke. She'll bring it across center court. Left-hand dribble, right-hand dribble, back to the left. And stolen away by Lisi. She'll go up, lays it in. And it is now 17-15, 4:20 left here in the third quarter. Macy Day into Garkey, back to Macy Day. And she's now guarded by Lisi. And she'll get it across. She was getting double-teamed there and handled it very well. It'll be Evers trying to get it inside and stolen away by Wapakoneta. And Lisi with a quick three-point shot misses. Rebound, Garkey brings it up. And 3:45 left here in the third quarter. Garkey still dribbling, gets it to Evers, top of the key, puts up a three-pointer, up and good. She has a quick shot. As soon as she gets it, she puts that ball in the air, whether it's low or high. That one was right through. Indians lead 18-17 now with 3:25. And it is Metzger over to Thompson, and she puts in a three, and Wapakoneta retakes the lead 20-18. 3:10 left here in the third quarter. Macy Day brings it up with no pressure this time. She dribbles to the left side, goes in, shot up, no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel, tied up by Fullenkamp for the Redskins, and that'll be jump ball. Indians retain the ball on the alternate possession. 3 minutes on the clock here in quarter number three. Macy Day will trigger it in to Whitley Rammel. Goes up and quick layup shot is a foul. Knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. So Whitley Rammel will go to the line with shooting two with a chance to tie it up here if she can make both. So Whitley at the line. Dribble. Then three quick ones. Up. Very high arch and right through the basket. So Indians now down by a point, 20-19, 2:58 left here in the third quarter. Whitley with her second free throw, and that is up in dead center in the basket. So tied at 20. Redskins have it, and it'll be Lisi over to Good. And the Indians force a 10-second call. I believe that's correct. There's 2:47 on the clock, and they got the ball with 2:58. So it took, just as they blew the whistle, a second ticked off. So very good defense by the Indians to prevent them from getting the ball across center court. And it'll be Garkey with the ball. She'll get it over to Evers, who will be fouled by number 10, Allie Wilson, out dribbling. Not sure. I guess maybe she thought she had a good chance to steal that from Elena Evers, but she only created the fifth foul for the Wapakoneta Redskins. Macy Day into Whitley Rammel, partially blocked. Rebound by Fullenkamp. She'll get it off to Lisi. Lisi will drive in. Shot up. No good.
Foul on number 13 for recovery.
That'll be a foul on Macy Day. Hustling, trying to prevent that shot. And so Lisi will go to the line. Her first one up off the front of the rim. Hits the backboard, excuse me, and then off. So first one misses. We're still tied at 20. 2:23 left here. Second one up off the front of the rim and into Whitley Rammel's hands. She gets it to Macy Day. She's being guarded by Lisi. She gets it across very easily. She dribbles down to the right wing. Over to Lena Evers at the top of the key to Emma Colleague, who's now in the game. Back to Macy Day. She dribbles to the top of the key. Elena Evers at the foul line. Over to Colleague in the right corner. Over to Gruby on the left corner. To Elena Evers. She dribbles across the lane. Over to Whitley Rammel. Up, no good. Rebound Evers. Up, no good. Rebound Wapakoneta. And it's Lisi dribbling the length of the floor. Up and in. A pretty awkward shot, but it goes in. The Indians, just before the 5-second call, called a timeout. Had trouble getting the ball in. Minute 34 is where we are. So they're going to take a full timeout. So we'll just take a little timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Yuri Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalbpharmacy.com for details or email info@kalbpharmacy.com. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta High School, where we are in the third quarter, minute 34 left. Indians will be taking the ball out of bounds after the timeout, down 22-20. And it was 7-1 Indians after the first quarter. Wapakoneta, with a surge at the end of the second quarter, took a 15-12 lead. Indians came back and got ahead, and now they're behind again by 22-20, about a minute 20 left. Ruby in the right corner tries to get it inside, and it goes off one of the Wapakoneta Redskins trying to steal the ball. So Macy Day will trigger it in for the Indians. She gets it in to Gruby. Gruby over to Colleague on the right wing. She'll dribble it, dribble pass into Macy Day, back out to Gruby, back out to Colleague on the left side to Evers, inside to Whitley Rammel. Up and in, and we're tied at 22 with a minute 6 to go here. For the Wapakoneta Redskins, it is Wilson, gets it inside to Fullenkamp. She goes up and in. So 50 seconds, Wapakoneta back in front by Indians up by 2, and Whitley Rammel down with, and she's holding her ankle. Looks like might have come down on it wrong. I was definitely not watching down around their feet, so not sure exactly what happened there. But for right now, we've got a little stop in the action. We'll see what's going on. Let's just take a quick break, and then we'll see how this all plays out. Be back in just a second. Indians down 24-22 with 49 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Okay, we're back here at Wapakoneta High School, 24-22, Wapakoneta Redskins, and Whitley Rammel, assisted off the court by the trainer, gingerly walking sort of on her left foot, so that was probably almost, well, that is what the problem was. It doesn't look broken, but it sure does look painful, because she wouldn't have been walking on it broken, so... So the Indians trying to get the ball up court, and Gruby near the 10-second call. Indians call the timeout so to save the 10-second call. So they're taking a little 30-second timeout. Again, varsity game will be coming up about 15 minutes after the JV game. Our pregame show, Wayne Street Market pregame show, will start just about 5, 6, 7 minutes after the end of the JV game. So that'll be coming up here very shortly. Marissa Garkey now taking it out for the Indians. She gets it up to Macy Day, and she'll bring it across the top of the key and get it to Colleague. Gets it to Gruby. She'll dribble to the foul line, gets it to Garkey. She drives in, up and in, and we're tied at 24 with 18 seconds to go here. And the Redskins get it into Lisi. She turns to go up court, and Gruby was there, and she didn't put the ball down but did take the step. Well, okay. All of a sudden, Wapakoneta was taking the ball out. Now they got it straightened out. Macy Day triggers it into Elena Evers. And I'm not sure what the call was, but Indians will take it back up. So might have knocked it out of bounds. Evers has it over to Macy Day, top of the key with 11 seconds. She dribbles some more, goes down to the right corner, gets it to Garkey in the right corner, gets it to Gruby at the top of the key, Colleague, and cannot get the shot off. The Indians were moving the ball, but they were too far out to take a reasonable shot, so we finish the third quarter tied at 24. Back in just a minute.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. We've finished three quarters of play, and we're tied at 24 apiece. Indians led 7-1 after the first quarter. Wapakoneta led 15-2 at halftime, excuse me. And it's now 24-24. Indians outscored them 12-9 here in the third quarter, mostly with the help of Macy Day. And I see she is out there to start the fourth quarter. So looks like they're going to sacrifice a few, a quarter maybe of the varsity game for her eligibility to try to keep this mostly freshman team on track. So Wapakoneta gets the ball down in the corner, and it knocked out of bounds, and Lisi tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Indians have it into Grace Guggendiller. She'll dribble across center court. Delana Evers on the left wing. Goes to Marissa Garkey. It caught her just as she was going way too fast to take control. She flipped it back, and it bounced off of a Wapakoneta player out of bounds. So pure luck. But the Indians have the ball. Macy Day tries to get it into Guggendiller. Doesn't work. And Ambos chases it down on their end of the court, and Indians get there about the same time, and Indians knocked it out of bounds. Okay, one official, I thought it went off of Wapakoneta. One official said Wapakoneta, the other one came down and said, I definitely saw it. He saw it the way I did, and it looked like they had knocked it out, but it was either way could have been called pretty easily. So Indians bring it up and knocked away by Katie Lisi. And so the Indians will take it inbounds. It'll be Garkey into Elena Evers. over to Macy Day, out past the volleyball line, dribbling, gets it over to Garkey on the right wing, tries to go inside, gets it to Elena Evers, up no good, her own rebound, and up and good. So the Indians take a two-point lead, 26-24, with just over 6 minutes to play here in regulation anyway, in the fourth quarter. So it is Ambos out at the top of the key to Thompson on the left. Thompson back to Ambos at the top of the key. She'll dribble. She goes in right side of the lane, tries to save it, loses control, and flips it to Marissa Garkey, who gets it quickly to Macy Day. She's guarded by Lisi and gets it up court. Dribbles across and tries to get it to Garkey in the corner. It goes out of bounds. So it'll be Herod triggering it in for Wapakoneta to Thompson. Thompson to Ambos. Ambos at the foul line to Fullenkamp. Back to Ambos. Over to Thompson on the right wing to Fullenkamp at the foul line. Back out to Ambos. Looked like she might have dragged her foot. Didn't call it. Over to Lisi in the left corner. She puts it up. No good. Fullenkamp rebound up. No good. Rebound Elena Evers. Indians 5 minutes to go. Lead by two and have the ball. Elena Evers trying to get the ball to one of her teammates. Wrestled away by by Lisi. Run over by I think Garkey, but they didn't. It didn't. She didn't lose control, and they decided not to stop the action to call it. So ball goes inside, lost, taken by Lena Evers. She tries to get it back to one of her teammates before it goes out of bounds, and flips it to Fullenkamp, who puts it up and in. And she's fouled by Grace Guggenbiller, which I believe will be her fourth foul. 4.5, 4:36 to go here, so she'll probably stay in. And Fullenkamp will go to the line, trying to give the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins the lead. Ball up and right through the net. They lead 27-26, 4:36 to play. And colleague has it, brings it down court, down the left side, tries to get it inside to Guggenbiller, stolen away. Guggenbiller recovers it, and White, number five, which would be McCain Ambos. That is her fourth foul. And Herod is coming out with a little bit of a limp, not nearly as bad as Whitley Rammels, but still enough to get her out of the game. Indians get it in, and it'll be Aubrey Knapke to Emma Colleague to Garkey to Knapke. She puts up a three, no good. Rebound Redskins. Wilson with the ball to Thompson. Thompson over to Lisi, and Wapakoneta will call a timeout with 4:05 left here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be right now the score stands Wapakoneta 27 and the Indians 26. We'll be back in just a minute.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. Indians down a point, 27-26. 4:05 left here in the fourth quarter. And it will be Wapakoneta bringing the ball inbounds. Looks like it'll be Allie Wilson And it'll be on their end of the court. They get it to McCain Ambos, back to Wilson in the right corner to the right wing, and then inside to Fullenkamp. She gets it out to Wilson. She takes a shot from the corner, no good. Macy Day working on getting the ball up, and it's happened several times to both teams where the ball gets to someone, they turn to go up court, and there's a defender there, and they can't put the ball on the floor, but their feet are already moving. So that was a travel, and it'll be Ambos for the Redskins, getting it in the left corner to Wilson, back to Ambos, to Lisi, to Ambos, and she tries to... The pass kind of got out of control. She tried to go out of bounds tried to save it from out of bounds and threw it into her bench. So Guggenbiller triggers it in to Marissa Garkey. She dribbles across center court, left hand, right hand, to Whitley Rammel, back in the contest. And back to Garkey on the right wing, inside to Rammel, over her head. And it'll be Wilson dribbling the length of the court, losing control as she goes in and out of bounds. So the Indians will get the ball. So Whitley Rammel is back in. I don't see a whole lot of tape. Doesn't look like we'll find out in the varsity game about that, because I saw the trainer up talking to Diana Rammel, who will be helping us with the varsity contest here. So we'll find out about how severe or not severe that was, but obviously not terrible because she's back in the game and doesn't appear to be favoring that ankle right now. So we'll see how it all goes. Indians get it in, and Wapakoneta knocks it away. Guggenbiller will trigger it in. Going to be a 5 second if we don't get it in pretty quickly. Macy Day chases it down. She's in the back court trying to get it across against Lisi. Gets it across center court. Guggenbiller trying to get the screen, but wasn't effective. So she gets it to Guggenbiller way out past the volleyball line. Dribbling left-handed, dribbling right-handed. Going down to the... trying to get it inside to Marissa Garkey, who is wide open under the basket. Let her just a little too much. So 2:31 left in the fourth quarter. Wapakoneta still holding on to a 27-26 lead. And Ambos brings it across. Gets it to Lisi. Back to Ambos out past the volleyball line. Kind of surveying what she's going to do, waiting for things to happen, and nobody seems to be moving. Gets it to Lisi, way out on the right side. Garkey guarding her pretty heavily out there. Over to Thompson, to Ambos. And then inside to Wilson. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Garkey. She's being guarded heavily by Wilson. And probably 5 or 6 seconds went off the clock, and Indians hadn't made progress coming up. So bringing the ball up the court. So Indians call a timeout to avoid the 10-second call and possibly throwing a pass away in a panic. So they'll take a timeout, and it's a full timeout. We'll just take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. And Indians down 1 point, 27-26. Minute 51 left here And the Indians will have the ball. They'll be taking it out. They'll have to come the length of the court. They're taking it out under Wapakoneta's basket. And Wapakoneta is going to have some pressure. Looks like they're going to play a man full court. And Guggenbiller, trying to get it in, throws it long to Whitley Rammel, who chases it down, up and in. So the press gets broken in a big-time way, a long pass. She ran it down, and Indians lead by a point. Ambos brings the ball up, dribbles across the key, and reach-in foul by Macy Day. I thought it might have been on Gruby, but both of them were kind of reaching in there. That's only her second. So that'll be only the fourth team foul for the Indians. Six for Wapakoneta. Minute 34. Indians up a point. And Ambos, McCain Ambos, will trigger it in. Gets it in to, let's see, who was that? Can't see who it was. I believe that was 33, Lisi. So that one was on Marissa Garkey. And that's our fifth team foul. Again, they'll take it out. And Ambos will go into Fullenkamp, who goes up from just inside the foul line. Shot missed. And Garkey had it. She got bumped into by Ambos. They could have called a foul, but again, the ball went out of bounds. And they award the Indians the ball. That's not a bad thing. Another long baseball football pass to Whitley Rammel, but she can't run that one down and goes out of bounds without anybody touching it. Indians 28-27. So now, instead of taking it out where the ball went out, since no one touched it, they're taking it out on their end of the court. And it is Ambos on the left wing. She dribbles down to the left corner, back out to the left wing, gets it to Thompson, way out near the volleyball line, dribbles out farther and farther. She's just 3 feet from the center line and heavily guarded by the Indians, and tries to get it to number 33, Katie Lisi. She was not able to get the handle, and Indians let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Grace Guggenbiller triggering it again. She gets it to Marissa Garkey. She's guarded heavily by number 10, Ann Wilson, and trying to get it over to Aubrey Konapke, and travels. So it'll go back to the Redskins. Indians with a one-point lead, 1:03 left, and Wapakoneta will be taking it on under their own basket. Katie Lisi to Fullenkamp on the right side, out to Thompson at the top of the key, to Lisi in the right wing, inside to Fullenkamp, outside to Wilson. She takes a shot, no good. Rebound Guggenbiller. Tied up by Allie Wilson, and alternate possession will go to Wapakoneta. So 47 seconds left. Indians still leading by one. Inside to Fullenkamp. She goes up, and that one goes in from just inside the foul line. So Indians now down a point. And Guggenbiller tries to get it in and gets it in to Aubrey Konapke. She gets it up court to Whitley Rammel. She dribbles down, tries to get it into Garkey, off of Wapak's hands, off of Garkey's hands, and out of bounds. 30 seconds left. And the Indians are down a point, and Wapakoneta has the ball. It is Lisi with the ball. She gets it to Thompson. Still on the wrong side of the 10 second line there, excuse me. But they, Indians get a foul. So it'll be our sixth foul. And now Macy Day intentionally sort of bumps into Lisi to get that seventh foul and put them on the line with 17.4.
Foul on court recovery, number 13.
That'll be her third, I believe, yep. And that will put Lisi at the line. Wapakoneta leading 29-28 here at near the end of regulation. We'll put it that way.
Number five, Ambos. Lisi 1-1.
So it'll be Katie Lisi shooting the 1-1. And the first one up, no good. And we cannot get the rebound. And Wilson has it, gets it over to Fullenkamp, cannot do anything with it. 8 more seconds tick off the clock. It's 9.7, and we have fouled, I believe, Fullenkamp. Yep. So she'll go to the line. They have a 1-point lead, 29-28. It's Guggenbiller. That would be her fifth, I believe. Yep. So they haven't said anything, but Grace Guggenbiller will have to come out of the game after a pretty hard-fought game. Very nice game for her, and she's done a very good job today. 3 points, but lots and lots and lots of hustle. Our freshmen are going to be pretty special, I think. First one up, and that is good. That gives her a second shot. 9.7 seconds. The Wapakoneta Redskins lead 30-28 over our Indians. Couple of dribbles. Second one up. And that one is in. So now we're going to need a three-pointer to tie. And the Indians will call a timeout to see if we can come up with a play that can get us 3 points. So we're going to take a full timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
We're back here at Wapakoneta. Indians get it in quickly to Macy Day. 3 seconds go off the clock, 6.5, and she's fouled. And that'll be the seventh or eighth team foul for Wapakoneta. And Macy Day will go to the line. She'll be shooting 1-1, I believe. And Aubrey Kanapke comes in with some cotton in her right nostril, I believe. So probably a nosebleed is why she was out. So 6.5, Macy Day with a chance to get a couple. First one up and in. And it's 31-29 with 6.5 left. And Macy will have one more shot. That would get us within one. She put that one up, and lane violation, so I think they're going to take that point off the scoreboard. I believe they still have it up there, but it shouldn't make much difference. 5.6, and the Indians quickly foul. Yep, they did take it off now. So it's 31-29. And there was a whole bunch of people piled under the basket, so I couldn't tell who it was. Looks like Lisi. Looks like Katie Lisi will be shooting the foul shot. Up, no good. That is gotten by Garkey. She tries to get it quickly up court and stolen by Wapakoneta, and that will be the end of the game. She did what she was supposed to do, got the ball and tried to quickly get it up court, and Wapakoneta grabbed the pass, and final score, 31-29, and we'll be back in just a minute to quickly wrap up the junior varsity game.
Yeah.
end of the lawn mowing season is not a good thing when you're in the business of selling lawnmowers. What do we do with all these lawnmowers when no one is shopping for lawnmowers? Well, you drop the prices and hope you don't have too many to store through the winter. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've slashed all our used mower prices as low as we can go. Some of these mowers have dropped in price by over $2,000. Now is the time to shop for a used mower. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery or see them on the web at hullbros.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. Again, wrapping up the JV game, Indians led 7-1 after the first quarter, and Wapakoneta led 15-12 at half, tied at 24 at the end of three, and the Indians go down by 2 points, 31-29 is the final score. So we'll be back very shortly with the Wayne Street Market pregame show, back in just a couple of minutes.
Right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.